Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and motivation. Ever felt like you're on the edge of something amazing, but a little voice in your head whispers, you're not good enough, or, they'll figure you out? Yeah, that tiny gremlin is what we call self-doubt. But guess what? Today, we're flipping the script. We're diving deep into building unshakable confidence and leaving that imposter syndrome in the dust. Because let's be real, you deserve to own your awesomeness. So many of us struggle with these feelings. It's almost like a universal language of, what if, and, not good enough. We compare ourselves to others, we overanalyze every move, and before we know it, that self-doubt starts creeping in. But here's the thing, confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up authentically, embracing your strengths, and learning from your stumbles. It's a journey, not a destination. Let's break down some real strategies to build that inner rock star you already are. First things first, identify your limiting beliefs. We all have those little voices in our heads that tell us we can't or shouldn't do something. Write them down, get them out of the shadows and into the light. Once you see them, you can start to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Where did this belief come from? And most importantly, what evidence supports it? ... Next up, celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you nail that presentation? Ace a difficult task? Even if it seems insignificant, acknowledge those victories. Every step forward is a reason to celebrate. It's like training a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Celebrating your successes builds momentum and reinforces that belief in yourself. Third, step outside of your comfort zone. I know, it sounds scary. But growth happens when we stretch ourselves. Try something new, take on a challenge, even if it feels intimidating. Remember, you're not defined by your failures, you're defined by how you bounce back. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people. You know those folks who lift you up and believe in you? Those are the ones you want to keep close. Avoid negative energy. It can be a real confidence killer. Seek out supportive friends, mentors, and communities that encourage your growth. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have off days. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those moments, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're human, imperfections are part of what makes you unique and amazing. Okay, let's put this into action with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who dreams of starting her own business. She has the skills, the creativity, and the passion, but she's held back by self-doubt. She keeps thinking, what if people don't like my work? Or, I'm not good enough to compete with established designers. This imposter syndrome is keeping her stuck. But Sarah decides to challenge those thoughts. She identifies her limiting beliefs and starts celebrating her wins, landing freelance gigs, getting positive feedback from clients. She surrounds herself with supportive friends who believe in her vision. And most importantly, she practices self-compassion. When she makes a mistake, she learns from it instead of letting it define her. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows. She takes the leap and launches her own design business, and guess what? It thrives. Now, that's confidence in action. Remember, building self-assurance is a continuous journey. But by taking these steps, identifying your limiting beliefs, celebrating your wins, stepping outside your comfort zone, surrounding yourself with positive energy, and practicing self-compassion, you can become the most confident version of yourself. So go out there, embrace those challenges, and own your awesomeness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a confidence boost. Let's spread the love. And if you found this helpful, leave a review or connect with us on social media. Can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow for another dose of real talk and motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.